introduction. I thank you very much also that you have come and joined us for this second session. Really very good to see you. I see some of you have been attending yesterday's program at Srinivas's place. I have already said there that what we are going to try to present and share with all of you this evening is something which is taken from this book, The Living Name, A Guide to Chanting with Absorption. I always try to make it very clear in the beginning that I don't consider myself the author of neither the book nor the practices. I have just collected them, like a bee maybe who goes to the flowers and extracts the nectar from the pollen and then brings it together in the beehive. This, having said this, I want to say that I'm very sure by seeing the overwhelming reaction which comes from these retreats and from the literature, I'm very sure that the simple, let me say, insights and methods which you will learn from this will help you to come to a state of where you are absorbed. I think we all know when our mind is not present in what we are doing, there is the activities don't nourish us. When our mind is not there in a relationship, for instance. Do you know these discussions? You talk, but you just think, oh, one more minute, then I can escape this discussion. Then I have said the socially good niceties, and I can go. And you know, such discussions with people, which you may sometimes have to feel to do, are just a torture, because physically you are there, but your mind would be. In your mind, you would like to be millions of light years away from this. Or when we do something and we don't really like doing it, and it becomes a drudgery, something which then we are not satisfied and not nourished. So there are a few simple things which you can do to come into the to be absorbed with your mind, to be 108%, I would like to say, there, and be absolutely nourished when you chant your rounds, and you really feel you're in the presence of Krishna. And, those who were not able to be with us yesterday, I can only recommend you in this book you will find summaries of, not just summaries, it's a little bit more elaborately described there, but not too elaborate. It really comes right to the point. It's a guideline. It's not a normal book. So, good. Let us start today with singing a song on the glorification of the Holy Name. It's called the Keval Astakam. And we will sing it with you. We have it. Mm-hmm. Can you all see? I'm thinking, do we have a second microphone or is it difficult? We have, yeah. Good. Yes, please hold it. Thank you. maduram madure pyopi mangale pyopi mangalam pavanam pavane pyopi Arenamaeva kevalam. Please. Mangale pyopi mangala. More sweet than all other sweet things, more auspicious than all other auspicious things, the greatest purifier of all purifying things, the holy name of Sri Hari alone is everything. We don't hear the harmonium. Mama stampa payantam sarvamaya payam yaga satyam satyam puna satyam Arenamaeva kevalam Abrahmastambhapayantam Sarvam mayam mayam jaga Satyam satyam puna satyam Arenamae vakte varam My dear devotees, the entire universe from exalted Brahma down to the lowly clump of grass And even Hillsborough is a product of the illusory energy of the Supreme Lord. The only thing that is reality, reality, and again I say reality, the holy name of Sri Hari alone is everything. Sa Guru Sa Pita Sa Pi Samamato Pandavo Pisaha Shiksha Yetchet Sada Smatum Arenamaeva kevalam Saguru Shikshayet shet sada smatom Arenamae vangreva Did you know that that person is a true preceptor, a guru? or a true father or a true mother and a true friend also, only then, if they teach one to always remember the holy name of Sri Hari alone, is everything. Everyone, we can sing it all together. Nishvase nahi vishvasa kararo roba vishyate ketane Yesterday I saw a photo of a devotee, which a devotee took of his old mother, maybe months before her death. She was chanting. There is no certainty when the last breath will come to you and put an abrupt halt to all one's material plans. Therefore, it is wise to always practice chanting from very childhood the holy name of Sri Hari alone is everything. Again, we sing together, please. Hari Saravase Vatam Tatabha. You ask, where is Krishna? Where can I find him? Lord Hari eternally dwells in that place where truly exalted, spiritually advanced souls sing in the mood of pure devotion. The holy name of Sri Hari alone is everything. Please sing. Ahodo kama Chatam Vismitam Ratna Arena Mae Bhakti. Oh man, what a sorrow, what a great sorrow, more painful than any other misery in the world. Mistaken it as a mere piece of glass, the people of the world have forgotten this jewel, the holy name of Sri Hari alone is everything. Everyone, diyatam diyatam kano. Hear it again and again with your ears. Speak it over and over with your voice. Sing it and sing it anew and yet anew. The holy name of of Shri Hari alone is everything. All of us, please. Trini kre ya jaga sarva ayate satyo kare che. It makes the entire universe seem insignificant as a mere blade of grass. It reigns supreme over all, splendorously. It is full of eternally conscious divine ecstasy. It's supremely pure. The holy name alone is everything. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Please, everybody, sing. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Haribo. Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Krishna Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Oh! Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare
Jai Prabhupalat, 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 Srila Prabhupadat. Jaya Radha Goloka Nanda, Radha Goloka Nanda, Sri Radhe. Jaya Radha Goloka Nanda, Radha Goloka Nanda, Sri Radhe. Gaura Prema Nandi Hari 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 Bo. Please join me. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pishtaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Sami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pacharine Sesa sunyavadi askachale tadarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasari Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Different proponents of various social theories have said the human being is a social being. They have said he is an intellectual being. They have said he is a being who craves for love. Others have said he is an economic being. Homo economius. I think in America they think like this but more than any other thing, the human being exists in relationships. We say I'm his son, I'm her mother, I'm their leader, I'm their facilitator. We define ourselves in relationship. Our priest may think I'm the servant of Radha Golokananda now. Whatever we do takes place in relationship to not the whole society, but a few people. during the japa or the chanting of the holy name, we need to exit all these relationships for a moment, to focus on the one relationship, the relationship with Krishna. Note, I said we have to exit this for a moment. Have you ever been with someone and you tried to make a good conversation happen, and that person was all the time messaging to other people, or he was looking at other things, or he was just showing many, many symptoms of absent-minded behavior? Sometimes in seminars, facilitators have asked to group up in partner A and partner B. Don't worry, we won't do this here. And partner B is totally engaged with something else, and partner A tries to tell him really something of importance. It does not work. So when you chant the holy name, and you chant japa, and you are not aware of the person whose name you chant, at that time you are not able to make a communication, a rapport, a relationship happening. Now, strangely, in spiritual and religious circles, this often happens, that people do everything, come to the temple, chant the holy names, make offerings, without ever thinking of the person to whom they relate, Radha and Krishna. I became aware of this when I read a little story about an ancient ashram. There were deities of Lord Ram in the ashram, and there was a lady who had come from her childhood to this temple bringing various gifts, like they do in India, a few coins, white flour, sabjis, etc. So the lady had now become old. She was maybe 89, and she was thinking about her death. So one evening she came to the ashram leader, the sannyasi in charge of the ashram, and said, "I'm sorry, I'm coming every day to see Lord Ram, but I'm thinking only of my grandchildren and my sons and my daughters-in-law. What have I missed? I cannot think of Lord Ram." So the ashram leader deemed her question so important that he called a meeting, an Ishta Goshti, of all the residents in the ashram. Even the hired workers, everyone came for the next evening, and he also said, "I'm not answering your question now. It's a very good question. I want to answer it to all the people in the ashram. You please come tomorrow evening, starting from 6 p.m., I will give my answer." And then, it's a beautiful spiritual writing which I wrote, which I read, sorry, no, I didn't write it, read. The ashram leader was speaking. He was on fire that evening, and he said, "That is the single most problem in this ashram and also in our whole Hindu religion. everyone does the goes through the motions, artik, donations, hosting guests, but no one ever thinks of his relationship to Lord Ram or Krishna or whomever they worship. And therefore, no taste comes up, no real spiritual taste. And as a result of this, when I don't have a very nice relationship with someone, then I go to have relationship with others. No? My family members, my spouse, anyone else, because the human being is a relational being. He needs to be in relationships. And if there is not a fulfilling relationship to Krishna, he will substitute that emptiness or try to fill that emptiness in the heart with other people. This is the problem and the solution. There's a stunning story in the Bhagavatam which I would like to tell you in brief about a prostitute, yes, Pingala. Who became aware of her spiritual relationship to Krishna and cut all the other relationships. She had waited at the town gate for her next customer, that she would do this regularly. She would stand there and display various gestures of interest for possible customers. But no one looked at her. So she went home and thought, maybe the perfume is not right, or the dress is not right. Change dress and perfume. But again, while she was at the town gate, the men were passing her. So then, when she became disillusioned with her material attachments and prayed this very beautiful prayer, which I would like to speak to you. Santam samipe ramanam rati pradam vita pradam nityam imang vihaya akamadang dukkha bayadi shoka moha pradam tuchyamaham bhajegya. I'm such a fool! Oh, such a fool! That I have given up the service of that person who is eternally situated within my heart and is actually most dear to me. That most dear one is the Lord of the universe, who bestows real love and happiness and is the source of all prosperity, not these customers. Although he is in my own heart, I have completely neglected him. Instead, I have ignorantly served insignificant men who can never satisfy my real desires and who have simply brought me unhappiness, fear, anxiety, lamentation, and illusion. So you might think, well, this is this is a lady of the art of deception. What do I have to do with such people? Very much you have to do with such a person. Yes, Pingala had the profession of serving men who were not able to regulate their mind and their senses properly. But in the same way, all people who are not acknowledging the Lord, they have the same problem of uncontrolled mind and senses. Therefore, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur comments on this verse in a way where he at once pulls our thoughts out of the immediate and points them to a universal truth. Pingala thought, the Lord resides in my heart. He is the actual enjoyer. He loves and accepts love. How nice, no? He loves and accepts love. Why should I not give my love to him? And why would he not give his love to me? No? So this former Pingala came peaceful and was immediately relieved and happy in the heart, and she left the gate and the trade forever. We have given our love also away. Yes, it was maybe not for monetary gain, but we have given our love to other people, to relationships, maybe to job and career, to various other replacements, Krishna replacements. One of my God brothers always says, we have a God-shaped vacuum in our heart. It has a flute, you know, a vacuum flute. Unless we put Krishna there, all our substitutes, which we put from the heaven and the hell, will not satisfy us properly. It will not work. Srila Prabhupada talked about this, you know, making a relationship to Krishna, once to his kirtan leaders. Who of you is a kirtan leader? Gokrishna, Sri Ram, Ananta Gauranga, Aditya Narayan, big kirtan leader, Ratna Radhika. But in a way, many, also our devotee is there. What is your name again? Hare Krishna Prabhu. I think in some ways we are all kirtan leaders. We sit down sometimes with a pair of cartels and say to the people in front of us, let's sing now. And we give our best. So Prabhupada wrote, lectured to the kirtan leaders once in Los Angeles. Your business is not to satisfy the crowd. No. But am I not singing? And the crowd is there. What is the substantial difference between Johnny Cash and me? You have a very joyful laughter. I have studied American history thoroughly. He is a big singer, I'm a small singer, but we have a crowd. So I hope you're also following and not just laughing about the name. No? Your business is not to satisfy the crowd. Your business is to satisfy... You know everything. Your business is to satisfy Krishna. And then the crowd will be automatically satisfied. We are not going to please the crowd. No. We are going to give them Krishna. So you should be very much careful whether you are delivering Krishna in the right way. Then they will be satisfied. Your only business should be to satisfy Krishna. A kirtan leader. No, we all, when we sing, your duty, your task in front of you is now sing for Krishna. Enter the relationship with Krishna. And the Harinam Chintamani, there's an involved discussion between Haridas Thakur and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came that every morning, it was forenoon, it was later in the morning, to the little cottage of Haridas Thakur, which stood in a beautiful garden at that time. And he passed by, he brought sometimes prasadam with him. He was on his way to take his bath in the ocean. And there he lingered in the garden and spoke with Haridas Thakur. And from their discussions, the work Harinam Chintamani took shape. And Haridas Thakur said, if a person by a saintly Vaishnava's mercy understands that he has a relationship with Krishna and then chants Lord Krishna's holy name, he attains a great treasure of spiritual love. You understand? Yes, you belong to Krishna. You don't belong to this family or that family, or you don't belong to Germany or Japan or America. You belong to Krishna. There is a relationship. And then you call out from that understanding to Lord Krishna. You attain a treasure, a great treasure of spiritual love. But vice versa, or the opposite, is also true. If you chant, singing, or do your japa, and there is no awareness of a relationship, then it's not as sweet. Imagine someone in the desert, away from his friends, calling again, Karl, 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 Karl. After some time, that name Karl will be as dry as the desert sand, the hot desert sand in his throat. But if that same person is with his dear friend making a riverside walk in Durham Rally, and they talk to each other, Karl, what do you think about this? Karl, this is what I thought about this. Karl, I'm going to Sadhu Sangha. Really? Yes, Karl, this is really something. I will dance. And you are an old man. No, I will dance, Karl. Because of the relationship, the same name appears to be sweet. No? Can you understand what I'm trying to say? An awareness of a relationship and chanting then makes a profound difference, whereas an unawareness, or not even thinking about it, makes it a drudgery, something like you don't like. So in this little seminar today, we want to enter chanting in a relationship. May I ask you, those of you who brought their bead bags with them, can you please pick them up and have them ready, maybe next to your on your right knee. Those of you who don't have bead bags with them, it is not at all a problem. You can join us chanting without chanting on the beads. I just want to make sure that at the time when we start to chant, you have all done, have all gone close to your beads. Yes, everywhere there are beads. Ah, here's our Mataji is distributing beads for those who do not have beads with them. You might like to pick a walker. You wish to pick one up, or Here, as our worker, he wants. Do we have or no? Gone. You have come to a temple. There are beads in the temple. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has given us three amazing little meditations that help us to enter the holy name. See, for a bhakti experience to manifest, there have to be three elements. There has to be you, the bhakta, there has to be Krishna, and there has to be bhakti, that is a devotional activity, an activity with a devotional feeling. So the first element is to meditate about, which is given here, I will read it for you. I am an atomic particle of consciousness and Krishna's eternal servant. This is sounds a little abstract, I know, it is like a philosophical affirmation. We can make it very simple. When you sit down, you become aware, I actually belong to Krishna. We have a relationship. I'm his part and I'm his servant. The second affirmation is about Krishna. Krishna is the infinite conscious entity and my only master. Again, it may sound philosophical and abstract. To bring it down to our simple platform, I like to do this and make it always relevant for me. I'm just thinking, Krishna is there. Krishna is my only Lord, my master. And then, a third thing, which I think is very important, the material world is a house of correction, meant to reform my tendency to remain absent in our relationship. No? I like this very much. It reminds me of a time I visited Dwaraka. And I was standing at the bank of the ocean and overlooking the sea, and I knew in the distance, in old times, there was an island with 16,000 palaces, the island of Krishna. I remember I sat down on the sea, and it gave me great pleasure to understand, my Lord, I'm here, have come as a pilgrim to Dwaraka. Why? Because I want to acknowledge the fact that I'm really now, my purpose in life is no longer to become a CEO of a big company. My purpose of being in this world is I'm on my way to you. You're a little bit away, you're there on the somewhere in the eternal Dwaraka, on the island in the ocean, the Dwaraka which always is and never is dissolute. I'm on my way. I'm going on my boat. I'm on my way. This is my purpose now. No longer I have illusory purposes. I want to go to you and reform my tendency to remain absent in our relationship. So I thought we will do this now in a little meditative way. I will request you to come into a meditative state, and then can I give you something like this? It means all the three. Not now, later. Are you ready for an experience?
Yes.
Chanting with a sense of our relationship, Hare Krishna Prabhu, no? Not Hare Krishna. Someone else. Good. Ayush Prabhu. So, sit tall with, please, sit properly. We will just repeat what we learned yesterday. Please take an open sitting position. That is, you may open your chest a little. Do like this. Bring your what is it called? The shoulders. Yes, towards your ears and then roll them back. That will immediately align your body. It's much easier to sit when your back is not crunched over, bent over, but when it's tall, then it's much better. Already I request you to take up your beads. And we will just center ourselves a little bit. Please breathe consciously in and out. Start watching your exhale. Whenever you exhale, go to the natural threshold of your exhale. That means when you're done, and then go above it a little bit. That will naturally deepen your in and exhale. So, in simple words, exhale completely and then a little more. Once again, whenever you exhale, exhale completely and a little more. Do a few rounds. Some of you are not yet fully participating. Please try to do something new. Explore something new. You will be able to also discover something new. Something which you may not have known that it exists even. Now, as you hear the following statements, try to envision in your mind's eye what you hear. I'm an atomic particle of consciousness, and Krishna's eternal servant. I'm really different from the body and the mind. I'm a tiny soul. I am an eternal, blissful, spiritual being. I'm a part of Krishna. Now think about Krishna. Allow whatever image of Krishna comes to your mind to appear. Maybe the deities whom you worship. Maybe a picture you appreciate. Krishna, the infinite conscious entity, and my only master. For so long I've invested in so many relationships, friends, enemies who disturbed me, people around me, people at my job. But now I understand that it is Krishna who's my only true friend, and that I should think more of him and address him. And the last, the only purpose of me being here in this material world, living day in and day out my life, is to teach me that it is upon me to try to connect more with Krishna and be present in my identity as Krishna's servant. As I will now soon start to chant the holy name, I will think of my spiritual identity as a soul. I will relate to Krishna, and I will understand I should now chant in a Krishna conscious way, not in a Krishna absent way. We will one time hear the Hare Krishna mantra alone, being chanted to us, and then we will all chant it together in one voice. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Please join. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Continue. Chant a little bit softer, please. We request you now to bring your entire attention, the entire attention to the first Hari. May not have done it good enough. Soon you end this mantra and start a new mantra. Chant with the first Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
You need to bring your attention to the first Hari.
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare
Rama, Rama Rama.
And again, the first Hari.
Hare
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
We look for much more connection. The first Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Very good. Now we are aware of all the names of the mantra.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Thank you very, very much. Some of you are still in the fog of old habits that is not yet 100% connected, but I'm sure if you are giving up that, oh, I don't want to try this, and you really want to commit yourself, that you will be able to break an old habit at least once and see that life starts after this. Now we want to chant all in our individual speed, our own speed, our own voice in our japa. Now we once chant alone, and then when you hear this sign, it's a time for all of us in our own velocity. Please be aware to not chant too loud, drowning everyone else's chanting. That is not so appropriate at this time. Just chant nicely in your own voice. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Hare, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Hare, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Continue, please. Address Krishna as a servant addresses his only Lord, as someone who broke a relationship but who wishes to again become active in that relationship. Once Giriraj Maharaj asked Srila Prabhupada, how should we chant, how should we address Krishna? The Mahamantra is an address to Krishna. And Srila Prabhupada answered in this very practical way. He said, you speak to Krishna just like you speak to me now. You are there with your tongue, with your mind, and you address me, and I'm hearing you. So in the same way, Krishna is actually hearing devotees who chant. Once in his last days in Vrindavan, before Prabhupada left this world, he woke up one morning and he said, I had a dream. And so his servants came around him and listened as he shared his dream. There was a boat, and this was a Krishna conscious boat, and all the chanters were on the board of this huge boat, and they were shipped across the ocean by the Lord. There is in the Adi Purana a statement that Krishna keeps a list of names in his heart of people who chant, because Krishna hears. I have often noted, because during holy name retreats, I'm the one who does most of the talking. So when I come into a temple room in the morning and all the retreat participants are chanting, the moment I enter, they go like, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama 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 Rama. Have you ever seen this human tendency? We want to look good in the eyes of others. That is very natural. We may be chanting and looking at our mobile telephones and the newest WhatsApp messages and scroll, and as another devotee comes in, a senior devotee or a devotee which we want to impress, or our hoped for spouse I hope you also understand the point and not laugh just about the extraordinary example. It's meant to, or the some person we want to impress, then immediately we put the mobile phone down. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, and chant very, 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 very intently and nicely. That is a human tendency. We want to look good. Now imagine Krishna is standing next to you and listening. I personally do not know of any better spiritual practice in my own japa than just bringing to my attention again and again that Krishna is standing there listening to the japa. I'm immediately, ooh, Krishna, Krishna, put everything else away. And okay, I now have to be. This morning I also had this human tendency. I noted it. I heard someone was before the door. I was chanting, and I knew this could only be people who are participating in the Holy Name seminars. I thought, oh, I'm not really chanting very nicely, but now soon the door will open and someone will come in. Maybe I should look really like a serious Prabhupada disciple, you know, chanting really good, you know, and then, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, cannot talk to you now, I need to chant. It's human nature. What to do? But the problem here is that we are aware of everyone except for Krishna, and that's our main problem. This is the problem why we are in this world. We don't correct it. If we don't correct it, at least when we chant the name, you know, and call Krishna, then who are we? We are not even the international attempt for becoming Krishna consciousness. We are the international rebellion against Krishna consciousness. Yes. Yeah. The continued attempt to ignore Krishna movement. You know, this chanting is putting a challenge into our face. Do you believe that Krishna is there? Do you believe that you call him? Do you believe that the Upanishadic version, everywhere eyes, ears, is true? Or do you think there's some mistake here? Or are you simply Mr. and Mrs. Superdal? You have to make this, have to address this point. Hare Krishna. This is a good thing when you are a guest and you only speak one time in a place, you can say things and get away with it. I'm sorry, I'm sometimes saying these things, not because I think I know, it's because I think I know to shock you a little bit. I need to help you a little bit to look at things with new eyes and discover a new trail there, a new path, which is waiting for you. I would like to end my class now with one last exercise. It's a very powerful exercise, and I'm very nervous. I promised a few people to do this exercise with you, but I. You never know how it. It's a very spiritual exercise. You know, there are times in our life when we look, all of us look for shelter at Krishna's lotus feet. It may be at times of personal crisis, say when there is this phone call from the doctor and said, we looked at the biopsy. We need to do another biopsy, but most probably it's cancer. what type of cancer, dear doctor? You know, it's that one of the pancreas which cannot be killed, cannot be cured. I mean, they say in Stuttgart, Germany, they have the medicine, but we don't believe it. You mean it's pancreas cancer? Well, 90% it is, but we will make another biopsy and just to clarify everything so that you can inform your relatives. Such a dramatic thing will immediately send us to the space where we know everything here is like I always heard it in a lecture and I never believed it. Temporary. Today here, tomorrow gone. Or we may be before a very difficult decision. Maybe we feel, I was now for so long in the Brahmachari ashram, but I'm asking myself, if this is the right ashram? Or we may think, I'm so long a grihastha, but it seems to not work for both of us. We are just quarreling. I should become a Brahmachari, maybe, and my wife a Brahmacharini, if it is possible. Or we think of other things, that do I really live the life I wanted when I started all this? This Krishna consciousness. I mean, seriously, is this all what this life has to offer to me? Should I maybe look somewhere else, and maybe even should I be bold enough to leave my uncomfortable comfort zone? You know, when questions come up like this, we know, oh, now I can't solve this on my own. I need help. There's a very nice saying in German language, which I will try to translate. When your might cannot solve and find solutions any longer, it's time to turn to the Almighty. Beautiful, no? When your might cannot solve your life, it's time to turn to the Almighty. I think it's better to do it before this comes, but latest at that time. So I wanted to now bring you into a frame of consciousness where you feel welcome to turn to the Almighty. In the past, when there were long japa retreats, sometimes a week we had, we would take people through a near-death experience, it's not now the time to do it, to confront ourselves with our own mortality. But we won't do this. We will make a very, very wonderful, positive, upbeat meditation on being before Radha and Krishna. Why? Because this whole seminar is dedicated to entering an awareness that we have a relationship with Krishna. Are you ready?
Yes.
Good. My dear devotees, dear friends, and also skeptics amongst you, in this world there are countless diversions from our relationships, the relationship with Krishna. I think you know our job, our dreams, society around us, and so on. Our interests in diversions like movies, literature. All these preoccupations are like smoke. One day they will simply dissolve into thin air. And at that time, all of us will be left with that one relationship which was always there, which is always there and which will be always there. Most of us know this. We hear it in lectures, we read it in Prabhupada's books, we say it ourselves to the newcomers. But those worldly relationships continue to demand a lot of our time and a lot of our attention. Often we allow these relationships and activities to take up almost all of our energy, so that there is not much left. So in this meditation, which we will do and which will end in a kirtan, we wish to connect to the divine couple, Radha Gokulananda. We wish to actually come to a situation where we are free from all diversions. And I realize that this room is, we may not all be able to see the deities, but those of you who can, please turn around to the deities now. Others who cannot, we have a beautiful picture of Radha and Krishna here on the screen. There are pictures in the temple which may be near to you. Come in your mind to a situation where you give yourself the permission to be free from all distractions. Also, if you should have something which is occupying your mind, at this moment, give yourself to the exercise. Sit tall with the spine erect. Open your shoulders by rolling them back. Place your palms on your knees. And for a moment, look at the deities or the photo or just try to pray to Krishna that please, my Lord, let me be mindful of you. When you are ready, close your eyes. Imagine you are completely alone. Let everything around you slowly and gently disappear. Bring your attention to what is going on in your life. Work, study, doing nothing, being on a journey, and let all of this slip away. For a moment, your relationships gone, your job gone, your important responsibilities gone, your future desires gone. You are now absolutely free, 100% unbound. If it helps you, you may imagine yourself sitting at a favorite place of yours, a sacred place like the Yamuna or Giriraj. Or here in the temple is also good. You feel completely safe and spiritually connected. Become aware now that in your truest being, you are an eternal spiritual soul. You are an eternal servant of Radha and Krishna. It is only due to some misfortune that you have been absent from that relationship. But your fortune has turned. You have finally met Srila Prabhupada and his followers. And you have learned about your real identity as a pure spirit soul, completely separate from the gross and subtle body. And you have been inspired to take up devotional service to their lordships Radha and Krishna. Now see in your mind's eye that Radha and Krishna are before you. Come into their presence. No one else is there. Wrap yourself up in this one relationship and feel bhakti rise in your heart. You can mentally turn to the divine couple by offering them a prayer. I surrender to you, Sri Sri Radha Krishna. Whatever is mine is in truth your property. Everything is for your sake. everything is for your enjoyment. I surrender to you. Everything is for you. It is not meant for me. Please stay in this consciousness where you are aware that there is a relationship. And from this place, sing. But don't sing into empty space. Sing to Radha and Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Devotees, please bring into this kirtan all which you have learned, all that which has struck to you, but most important, much more important than all the techniques, sing for Krishna. You are here singing and Krishna hears you. He wishes to know from you. Please sing. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare, Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Everybody. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare, Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare, Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare, Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. One more time, please, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare. Everybody, please, Hare Krishna. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
please now, one last time, turn to the deities and chant like you really mean it. Chant as an address, my Lord. So many years have passed, minutes have passed, hours, centuries, a long, long time. They have been absent in our relationship. Please, my Lord, today I'm turning to you as your sincere and serious servant. Please accept me. Please, let's sing now.
Hare Krishna.
For this evening, breathe in the good atmosphere, the nice consciousness which is here. Sing one more time from inside. Start now. Prabhupada, will you close the curtains? What? Yes. Few minutes. No problem. Good. So, sorry. My dear devotees, meditations like this or attempts to connect like this will clearly show you where you presently stand in your relationship with Radha and Krishna. In many cases, it will act as a powerful inspiration to move on. Maybe you think, well, should I maybe start reading more in the Bhagavata to be a little bit more connected? Should I maybe dig that Krishna book out again and read? Should I maybe discuss with a friend? Or what is about that old prayer book, that old song book? Should I maybe take it out and sing some prayers? I mean, yes, this is all about Krishna. And to always think of Krishna and to never forget Krishna, that seems to be the purpose of all this, of this movement. So as you become more aware of this, you will start to transform your life powerfully. It will serve as an inspiration and make you deeply spiritual. And do you know what? As you chant like this or become aware like this, you might even find that your so-called problems disappear. They are no longer there. That is the experience of many devotees who have thought, yes, this Krishna solution really works. please try it. It may work. And even if you tried doing this meditation, but you were not quite able to enter as deep as you would like have wished to enter, then it's not a problem at all. It is maybe a wake-up call that, yes, something I can also do. I mean, I'm not dead yet. I can... I have some idea. And so on. Yes. Good. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much for listening so patiently to me. I must say it was an honor for me to serve you. This was a mini version of the retreats which are going on at the site of the sacred Govardhan Hill. There is a very nice yearly retreats are going on where devotees feel they are very nourished. We have many talented speakers. I think this nourishment is necessary in our life. And what is also necessary, I read this today in the Bhagavatam, as we try to develop our own, let us say, foothold in our spiritual life, it's necessary to serve also in the mission of Srila Prabhupada. That service to a pure devotee and that service to a pure mission, his own mission, is just so effective in both cleaning our hearts and then giving us deeper realizations in the heart. See, the holy name is more than a name. The holy name is Krishna. And when Krishna sees that we are serving to spread the holy name, when Krishna sees that we make a sincere attempt, our attempt, to serve Srila Prabhupada's mission of making the world more fortunate, more auspicious, then the holy name at once showers some blessings which help us to move forward with strength. Many times in our spiritual life, it's not so much our efforts that move us forward. That we Westerners have to learn. We Westerners suffer from the achiever disease, the achiever mentality. It is necessary to understand that the greater things in my spiritual life will be given to me when the Lord is pleased and He will give them as presents. Let me more become a receiver than an achiever. That we can think in our minds, especially in relationship to chanting. And to become a receiver happens when you are, let me say, standing behind a pure devotee. I'm thinking of Srila Prabhupada's Prabhupada and his unique mission and his unique gift to the Western world. Not Western world only, the Eastern world also. Oops. Serve the in Prabhupada's mission and the holy name will give you these insights which will be very useful for your spiritual life. Good. I feel the time is upon us. I really have not yet seen our deities this year and it's my only chance. So maybe you want to do other announcements and so on. Let me just see.